I was actually surprised he made it to Golgotha alive. If I hadn't known it was Jesus, I wouldn't have believed it was him. He was unrecognizable, bloody, swollen, disfigured from the lashing. How could anyone do this to a person?
Overwhelming feelings poured over me. I was near panic at the thought of seeing my son, my child, killed in front of me. I thought seeing him die would kill me too. But inside, I knew I had to be there. I had been there for him since the day he was born. I was the first to hold him, to keep him warm, to hold his hand when he was scared as a child, to rub his forehead when he was sick. So I knew I had to be there now, whatever happened.
And how he came to set the sinner free. I know the story inside out, and I can tell you all about the path he led him up to Calvary. But ask me why he loves me, and I don't know what to say. But I'll never be the same, because he changed my life when he became everything to me. It's more than a story, more than words on a page. History, he's the air that I breathe. Water I thirst for, and the ground beneath my feet.
Water I thirst for, and Caiaphas wanted soldiers guarding the tomb every minute. He wanted the precious stone to be guarded. What I think he was really afraid of was that Jesus was going to rise from the dead, because he was spreading the rumors that the followers were planning on stealing the body.
On day two, the Sabbath, it was quiet. With Jesus dead, things were calm, and our authority was once again being respected. But Jesus wasn't behind us. No, not yet. In 2 days, we were going to prove once and for all that he was a fraud. We could put down any uprising in his name just by simply showing the body.
We didn't know if the Romans or the Sanhedrin would come after us next. I went back and forth between terror that they would kill us and then fear that they wouldn't.
My sources told me that the disciples of Jesus were hiding in locked rooms all over the city. They were demoralized, defeated. They didn't know whether to run or hide. I'd have no more to fear from them. These were not men who had come to Jesus for money or influence. With him dead, they weren't interested in a hoax that would probably lead to their deaths. They were packing to head back to their former lives. If I did my job well, Rome would never again hear the name Jesus.
Came from Mary Magdalene. The tomb was empty. At first, they thought the Romans had taken the body. Then they saw angels at the tomb, and the guards were gone. I went to find Peter, and we both ran the entire way to the tomb.
Thank you.
On day three, I sent word to the tomb early. I had expected a daily report from the guards, but they were nowhere to be found. The tomb was empty. I thought the guards were dead at the hands of the people who stole the body. If they deserted their post, they'd better be.
So they say he's gone. He's risen. I will not build up my hopes again just to see them die at my feet like they did at Passover.
Well, we found the guards. They claimed to have seen angels and Jesus walk from the tomb. I guess that's what I would have said too if I was facing execution. There's absolutely no excuse in the Roman Legion to leave your post. I reminded them of that. I convinced them that their only hope was to say they'd been overpowered by grave robbers. To help their story along, I gave them some money and offered to approach Pilate on their behalf.
There were rumors that Jesus had appeared to people after the tomb was found empty. But what changed my world was when he appeared to me. Several of us were hiding in the room, begging God to tell us what we should do. And Jesus came into the locked room, not a ghost, but a person with a physical body. At that instant, I changed forever. But Thomas wasn't there.
John looked like he'd seen a ghost. He was convinced he had seen the Lord. But until I saw and felt the nail marks in his hands and the wound in his side, I wasn't going to believe it.
Thomas needed to physically see. I couldn't blame him. It wasn't until I saw Jesus alive that my belief turned around.
It had been 2 weeks. The others were convinced. But if he was real, I would know. Then, one night while we were eating dinner, I heard a voice. Peace be with you. Without turning around, I knew it could only be one person. It was him. There were the nail marks in his hands and the wound in his side.
And he believed.
My hope had not died. Only my faith had died. And now it too is risen from the grave. Jesus is alive. My Lord, my God.
One day every tongue will pray.